All right, lingerie and candle wax.
Another, this is probably my second favorite. So you got them all put in the right area.
So I got to tell the story about this one. So this was actually came about when we were doing the album cover shoot for the Tuxedo album. Wow. We did it. We shot the press photos.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
The cover photo in the back and all the, and the gatefold and all that, we shot it at this really fancy French place in L.A. And there was all these candles everywhere. And I can't remember the name of the spot, but it was something really French. It was like Pourvu, I think. And we started talking about all the, like, there was a bunch of candles melted everywhere in there. And we came up with lingerie and candle wax and was like, damn, that's a really great name for a song. And then I got in with Aeroplane. He came by the studio and played the chords for the for this part coming up for
this. This is my part right here.
Yeah, that's Vito, man. Aeroplane on the
pass it back.
He played the chords for the piano on that. He came up with those chords.
I'm gonna sample this, so
and I was like, damn, lingerie and candle wax, that sounds perfect for this. So that was how that song came about.
There's 808.
Yep, that's 808, yep. There's also 808 in the bridge on this one, too, that you hear the actual 808 boom. Yeah. The 16th hi-hats again. There's a lot of that all over this album.
That was a staple on the first album.
Hell yeah. Like, Maybe So, Maybe No had that for sure. Yeah. Those are the things that are just, like, the absolute hardest to play on the drums for me. In order to get those 16th hi-hats to sound right, you have to do it with one hand. You can't cheat it and it with two hands. And the one-handed, trying to do 16th notes on the one hand like that for a whole song is just like, man, that is some real wrist strength right there. You gotta work on that, man.
I know.
Shout out to Quentin Joseph, my drummer for the live shows, man.
He does that shit like it's nothing.
He does, yeah, he's just like, yeah, whatever. He's got that stamina. Yeah, there's the 808 boom. You can hear it in the bottom end of that.
Boom.
But then there's also the other drum machine is in there too on top of it, yeah.
Which one is that? CR-78?
That's the CR-78, I think, yeah. Or that could be the Ace Tone. Actually, I think that's the Ace Tone Rhythm Ace. That's one of the coolest ones. Shout out to Will Sessions, did all the horns, yeah. They got their P-Funk on there.
I didn't realize it was two people.
Oh, no, it's three guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a guy named Will Sessions.
No, there's three guys. Yeah, actually, none of them are named Will.
Okay, perfect.
But there's trumpet, saxophone, and trombone.
Nice.
The trombone is so important, man. Yeah, Matt on the trombone. You got to have the trombone in there. That's killer. That's another instrument that I really want to learn.